Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening. More and more parents are asking thoughtful questions about raising children who can connect across cultures, who can see the world through different eyes, and who can bring people together with empathy and understanding. And if that's what brought you here today, I want you to know something important. You're already doing something wonderful just by asking this question. Let me share something the magic book taught me about children ages 6 and 7. This age is actually a magical window for developing the very skills you're hoping to nurture. Research shows that 6 to 7 year olds are in a critical developmental period for building social awareness, perspective taking, and cooperative skills. Their brains are ready, their hearts are open, and they're naturally curious about how other people think and feel. According to CASEL, the leading authority on social-emotional learning, this is the perfect time to help children develop cultural competency and teamwork skills. These aren't just nice ideas, they're core competencies that can be taught and practiced from childhood forward. And here's what makes this so exciting. When children learn these skills early, they carry them throughout their entire lives. Let me tell you what the research really shows. Children ages 6 to 7 are developing stronger interests in understanding different perspectives. They're beginning to grasp concepts of fairness and cooperation in group settings. They're capable of understanding and appreciating differences in others. This isn't something you have to force or push. It's something that's naturally emerging in your child's development right now. Studies from the University of British Columbia show that elementary school children make significant gains in perspective-taking abilities when they're given structured opportunities to practice these skills. And cooperative learning experiences enhance prosocial behaviors in these upper elementary grades. What does this mean for you? It means your child is ready. Their brain is wired for this learning right now. So how do we nurture these beautiful capacities? Let me share some gentle, research-backed approaches that honor your child's development. First, create opportunities for your child to experience different perspectives in everyday life. This doesn't mean you need to travel the world or enroll in expensive programs. It can be as simple as reading books from different cultures, trying foods from different countries, or learning a few words in another language together. When you do this, talk about how people in different places might do things differently, and that's not wrong or strange, it's just different. And different is wonderful. Second, model inclusive thinking in your own conversations. When your child hears you speak respectfully about people from different backgrounds, when they see you curious about other cultures rather than judgmental, they learn that the world is full of interesting people with valuable perspectives. Children learn more from what we do than what we say. Third, encourage cooperation over competition. Look for opportunities where your child can work with others toward a shared goal. This might be a group project, a team sport, or even just working together with siblings to build something. When children learn that working together creates something better than working alone, they're learning the foundation of leadership that brings people together rather than divides them. Fourth, help your child develop empathy by asking questions that encourage perspective taking. When you're reading a story together, ask, "How do you think that character felt? What would you do if you were in their shoes?" When there's a conflict with a friend, ask, "Why do you think they acted that way? What might they have been feeling?" These questions help children practice seeing the world through someone else's eyes. And here's something the magic book showed me that I think you'll love. Stories are one of the most powerful tools we have for building cultural awareness and empathy. When children hear stories from different cultures, when they meet characters who look different or live differently than they do, they learn that there are many ways to be human, and all of them are valuable. Let me tell you about a story that demonstrates this beautifully. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering how ancient marble columns glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. In this story, they learn how small actions created democracy itself. They discover that their voices matter, that cooperation creates something meaningful, and that working together across differences is how we build something beautiful. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about times when they've worked with friends to make fair decisions. Ask them how it feels when everyone gets to share their ideas. talk about how they can be bridge builders in their own communities, in their classroom, on the playground, in their neighborhood. The beautiful thing about this developmental stage is that your child is naturally interested in fairness and cooperation. They want to understand how things work. They want to be part of making things better. Your job isn't to create this desire. It's to nurture it, to give it space to grow, to show them that their ideas and their voice matter. Here's what I want you to remember. Raising a child who can bridge cultures and connect with empathy doesn't mean pushing them to be perfect or putting pressure on them to change the world. It means creating a home where differences are celebrated, where curiosity is encouraged, where cooperation is valued, and where your child learns that every person has something valuable to offer. You're doing this beautifully just by being here, just by asking these questions, just by caring about raising a child with an open heart and an inclusive mind. The Magic Book and I see you, and we're cheering you on. You can find the marble voices of ancient Athens and many other stories that nurture these beautiful qualities in the Book of Inara. Each story is crafted with love to help children develop empathy, understanding, and the courage to connect across differences. Thank you for being here today, wonderful parent. Thank you for raising a child who will make this world more connected, more compassionate, and more beautiful. With love and starlight, Inara.